Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their conversation about Rossini and his influence.
Yehuda Hanani, I wanted to ask you something. The classical musician I have always despised the most. I won't even listen to his music is Wagner. Wagner was a scurrilous anti-Semite.
He was a genius, but he had this thing about Jews. Most of his diatribes, most of his anger was directed, first of all, Mendelssohn, of whom he was very jealous, yep. And from whom he learned a great deal. But then there was a very close friend of Rossini. That's what brings him into this conversation.
Yeah.
And his name was Meyerbeer, and he was a great opera composer, one of the grand style opera. And we'll hear one of his arias to
yes.
demonstrate. He's almost extinct by now. Nobody plays Meyerbeer anymore. But
right.
during his great days, in the Paris Opera alone, his opera, The Huguenots, was performed more than 1,000 times, if you can imagine, in one opera house. It's about the religious wars between Catholics and Protestants. So it's a serious subject. And
but he was Jewish.
And he was Jewish. And Wagner hated him. Wagner, you know, this is how Wagner described his librettos. So this is a quote from Wagner. That's what Wagner says about Meyerbeer's librettos. A monstrous motley, historico-romantic, sacro-frivolous, mysterious brazen, sentimental humbugging, dramatic hodgepodge. It didn't occur to Wagner that his own libretto could be described more or less in the same way. What was funny is that when Meyerbeer died, his nephew came to Rossini, who was a dear friend, and asked him to listen to a funeral march he had written for his uncle. And Rossini, smiling, replied, "Very good, very good, but wouldn't it have been better if you had died and your uncle had written a funeral march for your funeral?" I thought we should have a listen to this style, the grand opera that is really not heard anymore. It will give us a flavor of these old days and what grand opera meant to audiences.
Plus Blanche que le Blanche Hermine, an aria from Meyerbeer's The Huguenots, sung by Jerry Hadley with the English Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Richard Bonning. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.